You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News.
The U.S. Senate is expected to take a vote today on the bill package that will send billions in aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
But one Utah senator is leading the charge to defeat the bills. We begin our team coverage with ABC's Perry Russum in Washington.
In the $95 billion funding package, $60 billion would go to Ukraine as it fights off the Russian invasion. Republican Congressman Tom Keene in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv yesterday.
I'm confident that with the stringent oversight and accountability measures in place to ensure that our aid is not subject to fraud, corruption, or diverse, and once on the battlefield, we know that U.S.-provided weapons will be put to good use.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the bill's approval in the House a life-saving decision. Perry Russum, ABC News, Washington.
Senate Republicans are generally more open to Ukraine funding than the House, but Utah Senator Mike Lee is spearheading an effort to bring down the aid package. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston continues our live team coverage. Peter?
Tim, Senator Mike Lee is calling the package a warmonger wish list from Speaker Mike Johnson. Here's Senator Lee this morning.
The $95 billion aid package with $61 billion for Ukraine and up to $9 billion for Hamas, it's not a done deal yet. 41 senators can stop it.
41 is the magic number because it takes 60 senators to pass this bill through. Among Senator Lee's complaints are that the bill skirts any border security deal, and he says that breaks Republicans' rule that there will be no Ukraine aid without a border deal. We'll see this morning if 40 senators join Lee against the bill. Reporting live from Salt Lake County, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Part of the bill package being voted on today would either force the sale of TikTok from its Chinese owners or face a ban in the U.S. TikTok has been spending millions on ad campaigns asking users to contact their lawmakers to argue against the bill's passage.
Universities around the country are deciding how to handle growing protest over the Israel-Hamas war. ABC's Lionel Moyes says that parts of Columbia University are now blocked off because of tent cities and security concerns.
I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus.
At nearby Columbia University, where protests are entering a sixth day, a pro-Israeli assistant professor said he was not allowed to enter campus where protesters have gathered.
So they are willing to use Jewish brains, but they don't want to let Jewish people in. But I'm not allowed to go on campus where they are allowing the Hamas supporters. And that is a shame.
But was allowed access to his business school down the street.
At least two dozen people were arrested at NYU, while over 100 were arrested at Columbia.
Could Mitt Romney be the next president of Harvard? KSL News Radio's Adam Small takes a look at the growing number of people who think that's a good idea. Adam?
Amanda, this whole idea started with an op-ed in the Washington Post written by Daniel Rosen, who's the head of the American Jewish Congress. He's saying Romney, quote, has the moral courage and independence to identify the root sources of anti-Semitism at the university. Then yesterday, in the wake of what he wrote, a mad season of anti-Semitism at Columbia, Senator John Fetterman, who's a fellow Harvard alum, shared that op-ed on X, saying he co-signs with the idea of the retiring Utah senator leading the Ivy League school. Romney got his JD MBA from Harvard before serving as the governor of Massachusetts years later. He has yet to comment on the idea. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
There have now been two e-scooter deaths in Salt Lake City in less than a month after a rider hit by a car, died from his injuries yesterday. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission used data from hospitals around the country to find that injuries from e-scooters have continued to rise year over year. Between 2021 and 22, they went up 22%. And between 2017 and 2022, 111 people died in e-scooter-related accidents. Thaddeus Harrington from the CPSC says you should be wearing helmets and following the same rules of the road as cyclists.
Expect vehicle drivers and pedestrians to not see you. So it's good to slow down, be vigilant, and stay aware of your surroundings.
Harrington went on to say e-scooter accidents are most prevalent between May and October. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.